waited for you to come. I've been here all along. Now that you've arrived, please stay a while. And I promise I won't keep you long. I'll keep you forever.
Was, of course, the Mighty Slayer. Desk and Mask, that one by request. And this is Paul. This is Wreckage taking request 404-894-2468. And of course, Slayer is going to be here. I was looking up the date here. It's like, I guess it's that Mayhem Fest thing. We'll be here with King Diamond and a bunch of other bands, not all of whom we play. It's let's see, it's Lakewood Amphitheater. It's Wednesday, July 29th. In fact, I think I'll read off upcoming shows. I'm going to play a band that's going to be here next week as well in just a couple of seconds here. Let's see. Friday, May 15th, which is, I guess it's next Friday. Is that right? Yeah, next Friday. A show we don't have tickets for, unfortunately. It's a Ministry at the Masquerade, or as Tim would say, the Ministry. That show's coming at Masquerade this Friday the 15th. Incantation and Funerus at the Masquerade downstairs in Hell, appropriately enough, on Sunday, May 17th. The following day, on Monday, May 18th, we have Master Solstice, Dismemberment, Hate Storm, Annihilation at the Earl on Monday, May 18th. Of course, as mentioned before, we play all these bands tonight. Moonspell, Septic Flesh, and Death Stars at the Masquerade on Tuesday, May 19th. That's the Conquerors of the World Tour 2015. By the way, it starts at 6:30 p.m., so it's going to really start. So it's just so you know. See, Wasted Theory, Savagist, the new Masters of Evil, Crawl, and Beerivore at the 529 on Tuesday, May 19th. It's also the same night. Beneath Oblivion, Entheon, Burnt Books, Cemetery Filth, Grinch Finger, and N. Caligon or Ann Staligon at the Basement on Tuesday, May 19th. Same night also, a bunch of shows on that Tuesday. Solstafir, Ancient Wisdom, Koza, and Marrow of Earth at the Earl. That's all those shows on the 19th of May. Apocalyptica playing the following day, the 20th at Masquerade, upstairs in Heaven. Should be an interesting show. Be better if they didn't have any vocals, though. That's just me. Let's see. Cryptopsy, Disgorge, Artemha, and Sorruption at the Masquerade downstairs in Hell the same night. So you have Apocalyptica upstairs and Cryptopsy downstairs. It's kind of weird. That's on Wednesday, May 20th. Cryptopsy, by the way, they're going it alone. They no longer have a label. They're doing it all themselves, which is kind of cool. And their new album, by the way, is pretty good. They had an album that was kind of weak, and then they came back with a pretty good comeback album. So I'll be playing Cryptopsy in just a second. Let's see. See, Thantifaxath, Imperial Triumphant, and Ramlord at the Earl on Wednesday, May 20th. Let's see. Euphemamnet, Usnia, and Order of the Owl at the Drunken Unicorn on Saturday, May 23rd. Ghoul, Phobia, and Necrofilth at the Earl on Monday, May 25th. Let's see. Visera, their CD, their EP release party. Call Me Ishmael, Talk, Icarus Syndrome, Theta Giant, and Versus at the Masquerade downstairs in Purgatory, the intimate confines of Purgatory. That's on Saturday, May 30th. Sepultura, 30-year anniversary show with Destruction, Arsis, The Last 10 Seconds of Life, and Starkill at the Masquerade on Thursday, June 4th. See, Throat Punch, All My Vices at Once, Evergone from North Carolina, and Spore Lord at the 529 on Thursday, June 4th. See, Cognitive, which is New Jersey tech metal, Prime Mover, Awaken the Ancient, and Harvester at the 529 on Saturday, June 6th. See, Neldereth, Vestarian, The Noctambulant, Quinta Essentia, and Wormreich. Of course, Wormreich will not be playing that show probably, but the show will be going on at the Basement on Friday, June 12th. Let's see. Entombed AD, which is Entombed from Sweden, Svartkron from France, and Malformity at the Earl on Sunday, June 21st. Let's see. And let's see. Talkie, Wolfhammer, Youngin' in the Way on Masquerade in Hell on Tuesday, June 23rd. Just a bunch of shows coming up here, actually. So if you want a full list, I could go on for another. This is, I'm only halfway down the page. A lot of shows coming up. If you want to see the listing, go to www.wreckage.org. That's WREKAGE.ORG. Go to wreckage.org and click on the events tab at the top, the events link, and you'll go to the list, the long list. As I mentioned, I'm going to play Cryptopsy right now. This is going to be, I'm going to go back to the album Whisper Supremacy. This is Cryptopsy. This is kind of like my go-to band. People ask me, well, what kind of music do they play on your radio show? And it's like, oh, we play all kinds. You know, we play some heavier stuff and some light stuff, and then they try to test me and see how heavy we play. And one of my little benchmark bands as far as heaviness is Cryptopsy, for obvious reasons. So here's Cryptopsy going back to the album Whisper Supremacy. And this song is called White Worms. Here is Cryptopsy. They'll be here on Wednesday, May 20th, a show which, unfortunately, I cannot make. I'd love to be able to be there, but I got something else going on that night, strangely enough, to which I'm committed. Anyway, this is going to be Cryptopsy. This is Wreckage, and this is WREK Atlanta. All right, that was Sabaton, S-A-B-A-T-O-N, of course, Sabaton from Sweden. And appropriately enough, of course, that song is called Lion from the North. That's from the album Carolus Rex. And the song is actually written about King Gustavus Adolphus of Sweden, who was, of course, a legendary king of Sweden. Cut down in battle, actually, at a fairly young age. And if you've ever read the 1632 Ring of Fire book series by Eric Flint, as I have, then you're very familiar with King Gustavus Adolphus, because in those books, history has changed by various things. And he lives actually past the battle, and... But it's a great series of books. But anyway, it's Sabaton, that song, of course, written about King Gustavus Adolphus of Sweden. And let's see. I'm going to play something actually new here, some new material. New to me, anyway. And the band is called Anaka, A-N-A-K-A. They capitalize all the A's. The band's called Anaka. This is a song called Ominous Visions. And I'll go ahead and play it right now. So once again, taking, I guess, some final requests. I haven't heard back from Melkor in any kind of definitive way. So I'll be coming off the air here probably a little after 3 o'clock. Because I got things to do tomorrow, and it's getting kind of quiet anyway. So, but yeah, some final requests if you want to hear them, 404-894-2468. I'll see if I can't get them on for you before I head out of here. But again, this is going to be the band Anaka, A-N-A-K-A, and this song is called Ominous Visions. Ominous Visions. Visions. This is from the album The Unwavering. Here is Anaka. This is Wreckage. This is WRK Atlanta. Band called Anaka, A-N-A-K-A, and looks like they're from New York City, New York City, and let's see, yeah, they're still currently active. That was from the album The Unwavering, and that song was called Ominous Visions, and this is Paul, this is Wreckage, and I got one final request to play, just got it in, and I'll play that in just a couple of seconds here at the top of the hour, and then maybe one final ending song after that, I'm not sure, but in any event, I'll be calling it quits in just a second. So, Melkor, if you're on your way, you have about, like, 7 minutes to get your butt here. Anyway, so, thanks for listening. I'll be coming on probably one more time after this, but thanks for listening. It's been a kind of a fun night. Relatively quiet, but fun. And it's always good to talk to our good friend Sean Morrissey. Man,